What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 29 of the Tucson Pinball Podcast. Welcome to Wayne's World. So today is Saturday, April 7th, 2018, and tomorrow is the first ever Tucson Pinball City Championship. And what that is, it is a full calendar year event worth of qualifying to participate in this one final day. So this event actually is the finals for the 2017 calendar, and just the way that the year schedule has worked so far, I just couldn't set a date. And so next year, my goal is to have this done in like late January, early February, but this year we're just kind of learning things as we go. But you know what? It's all good, because I think we're going to have a full slate tomorrow, and so let's just kind of dive in on that. So like I said, it's for the full calendar year. That's kind of the overall participation period, and the points from all of our regular Tucson pinball events kind of contribute to the qualifying. So what happens is, like, all of our bi-weeklies and our timed match plays, and for 2017 we were doing Super League for a little while, but there's reasons why we stopped doing that. But all of those quote-unquote regular events, I take the IFPA points, and I've built a spreadsheet on this, and I've embedded it into the webpage. And all of those points, those go towards the standings for the year. And so at the end of the year, the top 12 players, they're going to make it in. They will make it in. They made it in. And the top four are going to get a bye as kind of a bonus, if you will, for either participating heavily or for being a higher ranked player through participation and whatnot. So the magic combination is doing well and showing up to a lot of events, but you don't have to do both of those in order to get in. You could show up to a lot of events and do okay or whatever, or you could show up to a few events and do really well, and that would probably secure you a decently healthy spot. So the way it's going to work is we're going to run this on match play, or not match play, I'm sorry. We use match play for pretty much everything, but we're going to use Never Drains for this because I like the way the formatting is set up, and it's kind of already set up, and I'm familiar with the process due to when we were running Super League, and I already have an account, so that kind of helps. So I set everything up already, and it looks pretty good. I didn't do a test run or anything, but you know, you just put the game list in there, you put the player list in order from top to bottom as far as seating goes. You say which type of format as far as player count and machine count, whatever, and you let it do its thing. So the scoring, that's going to be a 4-2-1-0, and because it's a 12-player event, the top four are actually going to get a bye. So you're going to have players 5 through 12. It's gonna split it up into the pairings, and it's going to be banks. We've got 9 machines, so one's going to be a backup, and I'm going to have, I think, 6 different banks so that you can kind of pick and choose the mix match of various things. Let's see. So in just like a lot of tournaments where you have kind of a 4-player finals, the bottom 2 from each group is going to drop out, and that's just the way we had it on Super League. So it's not going to be super uncommon. But on Super League, the top player always drove the bus. But on this, it's going to be a lot like Pinburg, where the top seed will get to pick. You're not assigned a bank. So unlike Pinburg, you're not assigned a bank. But the top player will get to pick the bank, or they can defer, which in picking of the bank, like that's kind of a big deal. So I don't anticipate anybody deferring, even though the banks, there's not going to be a giant swing because we don't have the quantity of games to make like a huge. We can't have 4 separate banks with 4 unique, non-duplicating banks. So I mean, and everybody's pretty familiar with the games we run anyway. So it's really not that big of a deal. It's really, do you want to avoid a certain game, or do you just really not care? But anyways, I anticipate everybody who has the option to pick a bank to pick a bank, as opposed to saying, yeah, I'll go 4th on the first game, because it's going to, the order on the second game is going to be dictated by the finishing order on the first game. So it's really not that huge of an advantage to defer, in my opinion. So I just don't really see that happening very much. It's not for IFPA points, which in the future, I'll see what I can do. I read over the webpage, and it's kind of one of those things where it's an invitational, you know, it's not an open event, even though there were qualifying events, so it's kind of one of those gray area things. I was reading over the IFPA webpage. I just don't think it would count because there's, I got to a section in there and I was just like, yeah, this is probably a no-go. But you know what? After we see how things go and I'm kind of more prepared for next year, I'll probably at least send Josh an email, be like, so do you think we can get points for this? You know, a whopping 12-player event. So, but still, points is points, right? But just because there's no points doesn't mean there's no prizes. And this is almost kind of a thank you type of event for the players that have come out and played a lot. So what I did is I designed a logo and a shirt for this event. And I asked the top 12 players what size they were and do they want the logo on the front or the back. And so each one of these players is going to get a custom tailored t-shirt, if you will, for this event. And there's only 12 of them. And if somebody doesn't show up tomorrow, guess what? Player number 13 doesn't get in. Sorry, you weren't invited. You did not qualify for this event. So that's kind of just to make sure that everybody gets something unique and kind of special for this event, because I want this to be a special event. And so beyond that, it'll take us through a few rounds to get to this point. It'll take us two rounds to get to the top four. But as soon as we're down to the top four, you're already getting your name on a banner. And originally I was thinking, hey, well, there, you know, like in hockey, you raise a banner in pretty much any sport. You raise a banner in your arena if you win the championship, or if you get like in basketball, if you get to like the Final Four or the Elite Eight, like they'll raise a banner for that because that's kind of a big deal. And I agree with that. I think that's a good idea. But I had something in mind for the overall winner. But I still like the idea of raising a banner. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a banner with the Tucson Pinball logo on there. And I'm going to list who the top four finishers were in this event. And then we're going to hang it up at the rink. And it's going to be about 2 feet by 3 feet is kind of the, it's like 1.9 or whatever feet. But we're going to hang that up on the wall. And I want that to be kind of a big deal. But the top finisher is going to get something kind of unique. Like they're going to get something, but they're not going to get to keep it. So what they're going to be able to do is they're going to engrave their name on the city championship trophy, which I'm calling the Sager Silver Ball because it's got two S's in the beginning and it's kind of catchy sounding, even though I think it sounds kind of weird because it's my name. And anyways, that's kind of weird. But anyways, you know, it's kind of like the Stanley Cup of pinball for Tucson. And that's kind of like, I want it to be kind of a big deal, you know, like every event, there's a certain amount of hype around it. And winning one of those events is kind of a big deal. But I want to take all the culmination of all of that. And the winner is going to engrave their name on this trophy. And unfortunately, I don't have a great way to display that. So it might just have to live at my house. Maybe just like the Stanley Cup, they'll get to have it for a little time and then they'll have to give it back. but anyway, so that's a pretty exciting aspect in my opinion. You know, there's a pretty awesome variation of trophies that have been presented, and you know, there's a lot of creativity that goes into trophies, even if they're on a smaller scale. But I hope this stands out as kind of a unique offering, and I hope everybody that's there tomorrow is kind of anxious to, you know, to sit there and go, well, who's gonna get their name on that thing, you know, and what's that follow up gonna be like years to come, you know, are we gonna have back-to-back-to-back winner, you know, and until somebody breaks a streak, or are we gonna basically do like what we do on many of our events? Is it's like, okay, well, who's gonna win today? Because we've all won before, and who's gonna be the winner today? So, and that's what's also kind of cool is pretty much everybody that's in this participation tomorrow has won in the past. So I think it's not a done deal. There's not somebody sitting at the top going, well, yeah, this is all just a formality at this point, because this person is going to win. That's not the case. So we had league today, and I played very, very average, so I'm hoping that I got all my bad scores out of my way today so that I can do what I want to tomorrow, and I can write my own name on my own trophy, and, you know, this can all just look as rigged as possible. But I don't know that that's going to happen, but I'm sure going to give it a try. I have a first round bye. I was the number three qualifier at the end of 2017, so I'm going to sit out the first round. I'm going to just be putting in scores and kind of running the thing. So you know, all I really have to do is make it through the first round that I participate in, and I'm already on the banner. And that's kind of my initial goal. It's like, I want to make top four, because that's how I finished, was in the top four during the regular season. My obvious goal that I'm shooting for is a victory. That would be, I think that would be really fun. My wife might not understand, though, because it's this trophy has been sitting in the open in our house for a while, and she's just like, that thing's coming up soon, right? You know, and so it's like, yeah, today I got to say, yeah, that's tomorrow, so let's see how it goes. So I'm pumped. I'm super excited. This has been months and months and months in the making, and like, I've gone over the format a few times before I kind of made it public, like, how is this going to go out, and what would be probably the best way to do all of this stuff. So I think I've got maybe not the most ideal and best way to do it, and things might change over time, but I think I've got a really, really good head start on how I want this to go down tomorrow. So with that said, I'm coming for anybody that shows up tomorrow. I'm coming for you, and I'll see you in the final four at least. So with that, have a good one. Party on.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
It's Wayne's World. Wayne's World. Party time. Excellent.
And we're clear.